Now listen to him. Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These old bodies we got are not going to heaven. I'm glad of that. I'd like to trade mine in. They cannot inherit the kingdom of God. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Now, he's not saying hocus pocus over these old bodies, nor is he sending them to a repair shop. It's the picture of sowing seed. It's put in the ground as seed that dies. It comes up not the identical, but that which is similar, and it'll be a new tabernacle for us to live in. Now, that is the reason so many atheists out here on the West Coast, when they die, they have their ashes scattered out here on the Pacific Ocean. In other words, it's a challenge to God to try to get all those atoms back together again. How in the world is God going to get that few, you know, atoms of phosphorus, and he gets a little iron here? You know, there's not really enough phosphorus in us to make the heads on but about two matches, and we talk about somebody being fiery. Couldn't even light a match. And then we talk about, my, he's a strong iron man. Well, there's about enough iron in us to make a 10-penny nail. That's all there is in us. And these bodies, what difference does it make? Now, if he wants to use some other atoms, after all, a hydrogen atom, they're all very much alike. It wouldn't make any difference to me if he used some others to make the new body. I think that's one of the biggest pieces of nonsense. And yet it's been the biggest argument that's been used. How in the world will God get all these atoms together? Well, my friend, he just has plenty of atoms on his hands. And if he made the body to begin with, he can make the other one. And it will come up, these old bodies, coming up out of the grave, but supposed to have been scattered out there on the ocean. They're going to come up out of the ocean, my friend. And he'll be able to bring them together. After all, he's God, isn't he? Now, will you notice verse 50? Now this I say, brethren, that flesh and blood cannot inherit the kingdom of God. These old bodies are not going to heaven. Neither doth corruption inherit incorruption. Now he says, listen to this, behold, I show you a mystery. What's a mystery? We've already seen that. He's mentioned it several times. That which was not revealed in the Old Testament, but is now revealed in the New Testament. That which you cannot learn by the eye gate, ear gate, eye hath not seen, nor ear heard, neither hath it entered into the heart of man. This is not something man would have thought of. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep. We're not all going down through the doorway of death, but we shall all be changed. Now, whether you die or not, you're going to have to be changed, friends. So many people say, oh, if I'm only alive at the coming of Christ, just to go to be in his presence, you're sure going to have to be changed, brother and sister. And I'm going to have to be changed. If he should come right now, we'd have to be changed in a moment. And a moment is the smallest part of time. The word is atomao. In fact, we get our word atom from that. And scientists made a big mistake calling that little fellow the atom. Because, you see, they thought they'd found the smallest particle of matter. And now today, they can cut the little atom up like a railroad restaurant pie, and it's not an atom at all. It's something else. I think the Greek word stoikos, which means building block, would be the best. And Simon Peter uses that in his second epistle, the third chapter. And he wasn't even a scientist. He was a fisherman. But the Spirit of God knew a little about science. Now, we shall not all sleep. We'll all be changed in a moment, in the twinkling of an eye. And I understand that psychologists have measured the twinkle of an eye. But I asked one of them, well, what is a twinkle of an eye? Is it when it goes down or when it comes up, the lid? Or is it both of them? And I think they've got it broken down to, well, you just break up a second. And a moment, you see, is atomao. Tomao means to cut. Atoma means it's something you can't cut. But they've cut up the atom, you see, so that in a moment, in a period of time, you couldn't say, here he comes and here he is. He's here. In a moment, in a twinkling of the eye at the last trump. What is that last trump? That's his last call. The trumpet is his voice. John says, I heard a voice like the sound of a trumpet, and I turned to see. Whose voice was it? The Lord Jesus. This is his last call to mankind. Come on up, he says. For the trumpet shall sound, he'll give his last call. He'll call the dead back. As he said, Lazarus, come forth. He'll say, Vernon, come forth. And he'll call you by name. and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed.